The West Kerry Dairy Farmers Sustainable Energy Community is the first SEC of dairy farmers in Ireland. 4 years ago, 106 farmers from Camp to Dunchin decided to work together to become a vibrant, sustainable and energy efficient community. Dinny Galvin, a dairy farmer from Lispole, is chair of the SEC and he explains how the group came about.
I suppose initially we were getting a lot of negative media publicity in that because we were destroying the planet and we were causing all the problems, which was, I believe, was very unfair. I completed an energy mentor course here in the Udalas building back in 2018. And on one particular day, we had a professor, and his idea to sort out all the emission problems was to get rid of the national health completely, and that didn't sit with me at all, because we were trying to be intensive and trying to improve all our pastures and take all the scrub off of it and bury the peat and knock out the ditches. I mean, if we were advised to do different, we'd have done different. So after that, we had a Lawrence O'Reilly from the SEAI at that course one day, and Lawrence explained sustainable energy communities to me, and I said, "Do you know, is there any chance we could set up a dairy farmers one?" And he looked at me as if I had two heads, but look, off I went that evening, and I rang a couple of the farmers who are on the advisory board of Kerry Agri with myself, and they said, "Yeah, this is a good idea, we'll support that." So off we went, set up a steering committee, and got funding to do an energy master plan through the SEAI, got funding from the SEAI, hired a consultant called DC6 Technologies. We got fabulous help from the Dingle Hub, and a steering committee, 9 people were put together, and they were absolutely fabulous.
The next step in the project was to establish how much energy the farmers were actually using and how much carbon dioxide they were generating. The farming group commissioned consultants DC6 Technologies to find that out and come up with an energy master plan. Barry Banbury is operations manager with DC6 Technologies.
So DC6 Technologies delivered the energy master plan for the West Kerry dairy farmers. So we started by developing an energy baseline of the community. We looked at the total energy demand across all the major energy users, so electricity, oil, gas and tractor diesel. And then we got a picture for the overall or the total energy demand of the community, both in kilowatt hours, euros, and in carbon dioxide emissions as well. So once we had an idea of that, we also deployed energy monitoring at 9 different locations, and we did energy audits as well across the farms. This gave us a very good understanding of how the farms were performing in terms of energy efficiency, and then if we were to look at making improvements, what improvements would give the greatest return on investment for the farmer, be it a behavioural change or something they have to do different, or timers, or investing in technology similar to solar PV.
The study found that in 2019 alone, farmers in the group used over 10,000 megawatt hours of energy, costing €1.6 million and generating 2,900 tonnes of carbon dioxide. Barry says based on that information, they made a number of recommendations to help farmers reduce their energy use and cut costs.
We always start with simple things that don't cost a lot. So a lot of farmers weren't on a night saver electricity tariff, so a lot of them were advised to switch over to that. I believe 30% of them weren't, and there was savings for many of them to be had there just by making a phone call to their electricity supplier and getting a different type of meter installed at the premise maybe. So that was simple stuff. We also looked at maybe investment into heat recovery. It was another one that came up for a lot of the big farmers. Heat recovery can be really good technology, especially now farmers are required to heat an awful lot of hot water up to a very high temperature every day to perform hygiene. So that's a really good technology. But at the moment, with the support from TAMS and the non-domestic microgrid scheme from SEI, solar is really competitive as well. So solar is now probably the most, or it's got the best return of investment. You're looking at maybe 4 years or less if you're a really suitable farm. So yeah, that's probably the main one at the moment, and that's the reason we're going with solar PV first.
65 of the dairy farmers in the group are interested in installing solar PV panels on their farms. So the SEC put the project out to tender, and a company was recently awarded the contract to carry out that work. Dinny says high electricity costs and grants available to farmers have made solar PV the obvious first step.
We knew the TAMS grants were coming in for the PV, and the farmers were getting a little bit impatient. They wanted to reduce their energy and their electricity because the price of electricity has been very high. It's dropping a little bit, but I don't think it's going to drop that much because fuel is on the rise again. So we put it out to tender to 11 companies, 7 came back. We brought it down to three. We interviewed the three companies, and Solar Bio from West Kerry won the tender, and we're delighted. We have 65 dairy farmers out of 106 from Camp West who are interested in putting up PV, so we have a good deal got for the farmers here. And we're very proud of it, a great achievement.
Barry Banbury of DC6 Technologies says their next step is to look at heat recovery on larger farms.
There's about between 15 and 20 farmers that really need to investigate the heat recovery. That's probably the next one that we'll be looking at. So heat recovery, so when the milk comes out of the cow, it has to be cooled, so there's a big refrigeration unit. When you have when you refrigerate something, you'll have heat off the back of that. You'll notice the back of your fridge at home is really warm. So what it's doing is it's scavenging that heat and it's preheating the water that'll be later used for rinsing out the milking machine after it's used. So it's a really nice match-up with the requirement. You need hot water, and you're also producing an awful lot of waste heat. So farmers will be familiar. If they walk around the condenser of the unit, they'll feel hot air blowing, and they're blowing that air out into the atmosphere, and at the same time, they're probably heating up hot water with gas. So it's a real inefficiency, and it's a real easy one to compromise on.
The Dairy Farmers SEC is also looking at developing an anaerobic digester on the peninsula. Dinny explains why that would help reduce emissions.
One other startling thing out of one survey was of 100 farmers, we were burning almost €1 million of agri-diesel in 12 months. Now that was a frightening figure. That was no silage contractor, mind you, this was just farmers. So like that's got all minds going on looking at anaerobic digestion and possibilities down the road in the future. Everything has to come into the peninsula here by truck, and you know that's what's adding the cost on fuel. Everything is just so much more expensive because where we are. So if we could do something here, hopefully down the road, with anaerobic digesters, maybe not this big camel of one because we've a long narrow peninsula, but maybe more diverse, smaller anaerobic digesters. So great possibilities ahead.
You'd be looking, I presume, for some government support with developing an anaerobic digester. I mean, these should be all over the country, shouldn't they?
They should indeed. There is to be an announcement in the end of October, we believe, from government to support anaerobic digesters. But again, you know, look, not everybody will be happy with the idea. It's a lot of people don't understand the process. But, you know, properly sited, not too big, and probably between a few farmers, maybe for municipal waste. We have a fabulous product in Munster and all over the country, actually, that's being dumped right now is sheep's wool. If you put sheep's wool, if you do the scouring of the wool and take the keratin and the lanolin, the oils out of it and sulfur, you could add that wastewater to the anaerobic with those minerals in them. That would improve the fuel. And you'd have a fabulous product left that all you have to do with that then is treat it for moths, and there's your insulation for your homes. All this wool is being dumped, this 20 cent a kilo, it's a disgrace. Any of it that isn't being dumped has to go all the way to Bradford to come back in insulation or in carpet or something. So there's great possibilities, but you have to talk to the farmers. You have to work with the farmers. This was a bottom-up approach. It started with the Dingle Hub and the group of like-minded people. And we can see there's greater things ahead. But very, very important to talk to the people on the ground.
Absolutely pioneering work being carried out by the West Kerry Dairy Farmers SEC to reduce their carbon footprint. And it's reported that other farming groups around the country are now planning to follow their lead.